All right, let's take our Bibles this morning and turn to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Now, I'm telling you, if you can watch and listen to that presentation and not be moved, you're dead. You just don't know it yet. All right? You're dead. You just haven't fallen over yet. Wow, that was powerful. Thank you all so much for doing that again. What a blessing it always is. Indeed. All right, I saw Sheila Thomas over there. Wave your hand, there she is. We miss Sheila around here. Yep, always do. All right, let me read a couple of verses here to you, just two verses, chapter 3 of 2 Corinthians. And if you'll look down to verse 17 is actually going to be where I take my thoughts this morning. Verse 17 says, "Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." Verse 18 says, "But we all, with open face," in other words, not veiled, not a veiled face, all right, "but we all, with an unveiled face, an open face, beholding in a glass." Now, you remember back in Bible times, they didn't have mirrors yet. All right, so you took a glass and you polished it so you could see your face in the glass. As it wasn't as good as a mirror, but you could still yet see your face. And it says, "Beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord." Isn't it good to know that that you grow in the Lord, and many times you don't even see it happening, but others can see it? Isn't that an amazing thing? But it's so true, isn't it? You grow, you get more like Christ every day. And you may not see it, but others see it in you. It's always a real blessing to be able to see the folks that that call me pastor growing in the grace and knowledge of the Lord. Through the years, you know, I see folks that'll come in and you know, they'll come to church and get saved, and then they'll follow the Lord in believer's baptism, and then the next thing you know, they're coming to church on Sunday night, and they're almost shocked when they come in on Sunday night, you know? Well, I can't believe I'm in church on Sunday night. Well, that's called growing in the grace and knowledge of the Lord. And so you start coming on Sunday night, and then all of a sudden, one Wednesday night, you show up, and then the next thing you know, you're signing up to take the Soul Winners Club. And then the next thing you know, you're here regularly. When the doors are open, you're here. And you are growing. You may not see what all the rest of us see, but nonetheless, it is a real blessing to see folks growing in the grace and in the knowledge of the Lord. Now, I want to use verse 17 here this morning, and if you look at it, it says, "Now the Lord," and notice that's a capital L, so that's the Lord Jesus. "Now the Lord is that Spirit," and that's a capital S, so the Lord is that Spirit, "and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." All right, I want to speak to you this morning a message I'm going to entitle, "And Liberty for All." And Liberty for All. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you so much for your wonderful word. And I pray that you will bless now as we open your word and look at this principle of the Lord being where our liberty comes from, where we get liberty. We get it from the Lord. And I pray that you will help me as I speak and help our folks as they listen. And Father, may we see this principle here this morning. And we'll thank you and praise you for what you do. In Christ's name, amen. We certainly live in the greatest country on the planet. I don't think there's any doubt about that. If you've ever been overseas, you know that there is no place like home. When you come back to America after you've been away out of the country, either in Europe or in Asia or South America, it doesn't matter where you have gone, when you come back to the United States, there is just there's just a feeling that you have that you are a thankful person. There's no place like America, none whatsoever. I have been all over the world in preaching the gospel, and thanks to the tithing people of the Church of the Open Door. But I've been all over the place preaching, and I'm telling you, there is absolutely no place like America. And we all ought to be thankful. We live in the greatest country, but our country is certainly not perfect. We have a lot of problems here in our country today, and I want to show you that as best as I can, that the reason that we are having all of this wickedness and all this trouble in our nation today is because of our nation's relationship with the Lord. You see, this verse says, "Now the Lord is that Spirit." And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So if you have done your best to get rid of God in your life, what you are doing, and you may not even realize that you're doing it, I think that of course the devil sits back and smiles. He knows what's going on. But what is happening is we are removing the Lord from our lives. And we don't realize that having the Lord in our lives is where our liberty comes from. You go back and read the Constitution, and you go back and read all the things that happened during that time when our forefathers put together this magnificent document, you will realize that they had the Lord first and foremost in their minds when they established this country the way they did. It's not an accident that this country was formed and shaped like it is today. It's just not an accident. And we have survived this long, 250 years now as a country, July the 4th. We have survived simply because of our relationship with God. You go back and look, all of our founding documents have the Lord all over them. All over them. From the beginning to the end, it's all about the Lord. I don't know if you've noticed it, but I know a lot of folks don't go down to Washington, D.C., even though we live just an hour from everything down there. We don't go down there for fear of our own lives. But if you go down and just walk through all those buildings down there, there are Bible verses on all everywhere. They're on the walls. They're etched into stone. You would think that would be settled, would you not, if it was etched into stone? But yet, That's not the way it is anymore, is it? You see, our nation today is engulfed in wickedness. We are drowning in alcohol. We are filled with drug abusers and vice and iniquities and homosexuality. I mean, you just look at all the things that that have been in the Supreme Court in our lifetime. All the things that our country has been sued to get accepted into our country. I mean, it just amazes me, and all of it has to do with this satanic wickedness that permeates everything in our culture today, and we need to realize that one of these days, probably sooner than later, all of this is going to bury us in the wrath and judgment hand of God Almighty. I'm afraid that's what we're going to see if America doesn't get on its knees before God. You know, Sodom and Gomorrah were set ablaze with fire from the hand of God, and every soul in those two cities, except for Lot and his wife and his kids, all the rest of the citizens of Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed from off the face of the planet. They're gone. In a moment, they were gone. You say, well, why did that happen? Duh. God hates sin, that's why. And God said that the sin that caused him to judge those two cities was an abomination to him, and he hates it. He hates it. Are you listening? And yet, what do we see? We see our nation today just as bad as the evils that are found in Sodom and Gomorrah. So we can expect to experience God's wrath and God's anger if we don't straighten up. You mark it down. The drug culture, the alcohol consumption in our country, the perversions in our country, and a host of other evils is choking the spiritual life out of our country. It's destroying us. The family unit is being attacked on all sides by the devil. Divorce is rampant in our country, and it's bankrupting couples who never stop to think of the consequences of their sin before they walk in down that dangerous path. It'll ruin you. You better listen now. It'll ruin you. You say, well, Pastor, we have irreconcilable differences. Well, there's this thing called prayer and forgiveness. All right? You need to go get some help instead of ruining your family. Thank the Lord for the United States of America. Thank God for this country. We are the most free nation on the planet, and it is a privilege for us to live in the greatest free nation the world has ever known. So why do you think so many people are trying their very best to get out of their socialistic country to get into ours? Why do you think that's so? I'll tell you why. Liberty. One of the most often asked questions when I was in China was this: do you have to have a passport or a visa to go from state to state? And I said, no, you don't? No. You mean you can just go from Maryland to wherever you want to go? Yep. Do you have a checkpoint? Nope. No checkpoint? No. Are there papers that they have to get and stamp for you to be able to? No. And they just can't believe that we have those freedoms. You can drive your car to Pennsylvania if you want to. I said, yes. I said, wow, America must be great. Oh, it is. That's why everybody wants to come here. Plus, they heard the Democrats say, free everything. That's America. But you know, here's what bothers me. You see, I knew you were going to say that. This is what bothers me, is the number of folks who come here and then protest and riot about how much they hate the American way of life. Does that make sense to anyone? Hey, I got an idea. If you don't like America, leave. Leave. If you ask nicely, I might pay your way. It'll be a one way, yeah. But listen, if you don't like the country, then go back to that socialist dump that you came from. All right? But my goodness, if you're trying to get here for religious persecution, come on in. Do it right, but come on in. You know, do it the right way. If you don't like the country, though, leave and go back to where you came from. I mean, it just angers me that folks come here to our country and then gripe and complain about our country. I'll guarantee you it's 10,000 times better than where you came from. I remember the first time I went out of America, I went down to Guyana, South America to preach for 2 weeks. And we went from the preacher's house over to the main town, main city of Georgetown. And they had this huge market. We were going to go to the market and just look around and see what all was there. And I remember pulling up in the pastor's vehicle, and I'm sitting in the passenger seat, and we got stopped. And a fellow wanted to know where we were going with a gun around his shoulder. And we said, missionary said, well, we're going into Georgetown to shop. And he said, who are these? And he said, these are two preachers from America. And I looked over to a guy who was sitting over here, meanest looking man I ever saw in my life. And he had a machine gun around his neck. And he's looking at me. So I looked away. You know, I didn't want him looking at me. So I looked away. When I looked back, he's still looking at me. And so I rolled the window down and I said, hey, buddy, let me give you something to read. And I handed him a gospel tract. And I was surprised, but he reached out and took it. And then was sitting there reading it as we drove away. But I thought to myself, nobody's going to stop me in America with a gun around their neck, looking all mean and nasty and saying, where are you going? You see, we have liberty here. We have freedoms here. But now listen, folks, America has championed freedom and liberty from the very beginning of our nation because we have believed in God. It is our relationship with God and this Bible that has granted us the liberties and the freedoms that we have. However, today, and we have been seeing this in our lifetimes, but America today has all of these political movements like the ACLU, all right, CARE, C-A-I-R, you know what that stands for? The Council for American Islamic Relations. But they don't care anything at all, CARE, do you see that? They don't care anything at all about Islamic American relations. All they care about is getting America Islamic. That's all they care about, all right? And so every time one of these, like the Tides Foundation, you hear that name all the time, pay attention when you see this stuff and hear this stuff, folks. George Soros, yeah, and his boy. And did you see where George Soros and where George Soros's boy just married Huma Abedin, who was Hillary Clinton's right arm? Yeah, who, truth be told, ought to be in jail for treason. But nonetheless, you know, all these folks are, every time you turn around, there's a new lawsuit. And it comes from all of these ultra-Islamic liberal foundations. And you say, well, what are they doing? They are suing America. Listen now. They are suing America because they want to separate our nation from the God of this Bible. That's what it's all about. Separating us, America, from our God. So they take America to court. Why? Well, for example, they'll take America to court and they'll use the old civil liberties argument, which is a travesty of words, in my opinion. And in the name of civil liberties, they are tearing down the very supports of liberty. And what they're saying is, through diversity, that's why this equity, diversity, and inclusion stuff was so offensive to conservatism, and yet Biden and his bunch were shoving it down everybody's throat. They brought it into the schools. They brought it into the universities. They brought it into the government. DEI. You heard that endlessly over the last 5 years. And Trump came along and said, no, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. And so, but why? Well, in the name of diversity, we are hearing from all these groups who hate America. They hate America because they don't like freedom and liberties. Why don't they like freedom and liberties? Because deep down inside, they understand that liberty comes from the Bible, from God. It is a given thing. All our rights don't come from government. They come from God. And we've gotten away from this. We have got, and it is, every time you hear, well, there's a court, there's a case going to the Supreme Court, and they're arguing at the Supreme Court. Well, let's say they're up there arguing for gay marriage. Why? Why? Well, they want to break down the home. They want to break down the home. They want to divide the home. They out in California, Gavin Newsom figured out that if he taxed churches, he could get all the money he needs to do all of his welfare programs. You know, he can take from the churches whom he despises, and he can give to all his liberal causes. And that's down the road. That's the next thing coming that we're going to have to fight for. Realizing all the money that goes through our tax-exempt churches. Well, there's a reason the church is tax-exempt. There's a reason, you know? And yet, so what we do, go to court. Go to court. Let's sue. And that's what everybody's doing. They're suing for this, suing for that. What are they trying to do? They are trying to get our freedoms taken away. Every time they go to court and win a case, you and I lose liberty. We lose freedom. Mark it down, folks. And yet we sit here and just say, oh, well, you know, they're just this, they're just that. No, it's evil. I have told you. Everybody go to Ephesians real quick. Ephesians 6. How many times have I been over this? But I just need, I guess, to keep drilling it into our minds, just drilling it into our hearts. Look at verse 10 of chapter 6, the book of Ephesians. Everything's a spiritual conflict, folks. Everything is a spiritual conflict. You see, when some liberal Islamic lawyer goes and tries to sue America, all he's trying to do is get us separated from our God. That's all he's trying to do. That's it. All right, now look at verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Watch this now. For we, that's us believers, that's us folks that know the Lord, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Listen, Christian, your enemy is not another person. Your enemy is not flesh and blood. You say, well, you don't know what she said about me. Doesn't matter. She's not your enemy. She would never have said that had not the devil put it in her heart to say it. You see, the devil is the problem. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. Folks, we need to put on the armor of God and stand for the Lord and stand for our liberties and our freedoms. I mean, just look at this last week. They sued Trump over these tariffs. Well, wait a minute. Who has the authority? Does the executive branch have it, or does the judicial branch have it? Well, the judicial branch is sitting up there smiling from ear to ear and say, oh, we're so important. You know, we get to make that. No, it's not. That's not your decision. You don't decide that. That's the executive branch. There is this thing called a separation of powers that they put in the Constitution for a reason. But all that's being broken down. And what are they trying to do? They're trying to limit our freedoms. That's just the bottom line of it, folks. Now, real quickly, go back to Psalms. Go back to Psalm 119. Psalm 119. And I'm going to close here. I'm not done, but All right, Psalm 119, and look at verse 45. This, of course, is David speaking, and David says, I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. Now, what are God's precepts? Right here, the book, all right? And he says, I will walk at liberty. Get that now. I will walk at what?
Liberty.
Liberty. For I seek thy precepts. Now, watch. Let's say right here is a city. And I live in this city. And I'm free as long as I stay in this city. You see, look to my look to your left and to your right. You see, the enemy is outside my city. Come on. I mean, look at that. Wouldn't you be afraid of that? So here is the enemy outside, and as long as I stay in here, I'm free. Now, what you can't see in here is I have a Bible. And what you can't see in here is there's schools. There's all the things I need. There's a grocery store. It's not run by Mondami either. All right? There's a grocery store. There's church. There's the Bible. I mean, I got everything I need in here to be free. Now, anytime I step outside here, I'm no longer free anymore. All right? Watch. Here's the Bible. All right? And as long as I stay in the Bible, I'm free. Jesus said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Huh? Free to do what? Free to live for the Lord. Dr. Bob Jones Sr. used to say all the time, you're free to stand up there and wave your arm. You can wave your arm all you want. Have at it. But wait a minute. Your freedom ends where my nose begins. You see that? You got all the freedom. But boy, you don't want to cross the line, do you? And that's the way it is with the Bible, folks. As long as we follow the Word of God, we're good. And so all these lawsuits, what are they trying to do? Separate us from our God, from our Bible. Thou shalt not kill. That's pretty clear, isn't it? And yet they go to the Supreme Court because they want to kill babies in the womb. Folks, there's no other way to see that other than murder. I'm sorry. Don't get mad at me. The truth is, it's wrong. It's wrong. So, well, I'm going to do what I want to do. Really? You're going to end up in jail is what's going to happen to you. And that's why they're trying to say, no police. You see, if there's no authority, then you can do what you want to do. Duh. Right? Y'all see what I'm saying? Am I the only one getting this? So, folks, what's the point? Here's the point. We stay within the boundaries of the Word of God. All right? We stay within the boundaries of the Word of God. Look here. Somebody comes in to the church, and this has happened before. And somebody comes in, and they get adjusted, and you know, they're involved. And then they grab me back here in the hallway one day and say, you know, preacher, you really ought to bring the church into the 21st century. I said, well, I believe. Isn't that what this is? Oh, you know what I mean. No, I don't. Well, you know, liven up the music. What do you mean by that? Well, you know. No, I don't. Well, you ought to do this and you ought to do that. Well, let me get my book here and see what it says. You see, stay in the book. Just follow the Bible. You got your freedom when you follow the Bible. Now, if I were to say, oh, okay, and just buck it all and say, hey, all right, bring it all in. Woo! There is a whole bunch of you that I would never see again. You'd say, I ain't putting up with that. And by the way, if you leave, I'm going with you. How's that? That's what I told Karen. I said, if you ever leave me, I'm going with you. I bribe her. What? What did she say? John, we built an altar up here just specifically for you. See the point, folks? Stay in the book. Amen. Stay in the book. I hope that you realize the battle that's going on in our nation. And that battle is to separate people in America from their God. Every time. All right, let's pray. Our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed. No one looking around, please. I wonder how many of us here this morning will say, Pastor, I need to get in my Bible. I need to know it. I need to learn it. I need to study it. I want to grow as a Christian. And I want to understand the things which God has prepared for me. I just want to know the Lord better. I want my liberty. I want my freedom. And I don't want anything separating me from my God. So, Pastor, I need to get in the book. Pray for me. Would you lift your hand and let me pray and ask God to help all over this building? Yes, God bless, God bless, God bless. Good. Thank you so much. You may put your hands down. Many, many, many hands. All right, let me ask one more question. Is there anybody here that would say, Pastor, I'm not 100% sure I'm saved and on my way to heaven, but I know I need to be saved from my sin. I know that I do. So, preacher, pray for me. Pray for me. Would you slip your hand up and let me pray and ask God to help you this morning? Just lift your hand and hold it up where I can see it. Pastor, pray for me. I'm not 100% sure. Anybody like that? Pastor, pray for me. All right. Father in heaven, you know our needs today, and we thank you so much for the Word and for how the Word is our boundary. We're thankful, Father, that as long as we stay rightly related to you and rightly related to your Word, we're growing. We are at liberty. We are free, and we are free to live for you. And Lord, I pray that you will help us to live for you. In this age where there's so much rebellion against the Word of God, I pray that you'll help us to be submissive to the Word of God and the will of God for our lives. So, Father, bless and help us, we pray in Christ's name. Amen.